Greetings, everybody. Greetings, greetings. Thank you so much for joining us today. Asha, do you have a copy?
Happy day, Q, and welcome to our wonderful awakening world.
Beautiful day. Beautiful day to you. Awakening. I love that term. So were we asleep?
It does seem as though we were.
How do you want to play today?
Would you like to share any updates?
Yeah, I have lots of updates, but maybe some quick lyrics. What do you think?
Oh, please, please, yes.
What do you think? Is that okay?
It would be more than welcome.
All right. If blood will flow when flesh and steel are one, drying in the color of the evening sun, tomorrow's rain will wash the stains away, but something in our minds will always stay. Perhaps this final act was meant to clinch a lifetime's argument that nothing comes from violence and nothing ever could. For all those born beneath an angry star, we lest we forget how fragile we are. On and on the rain will fall like tears from a star, like tears from a star. On and on the rain will say, how fragile we are, how fragile we are. On and on the rain will fall like tears from a star, like tears from a star. On and on the rain will say, how fragile we are, how fragile we are. And that, of course, is Fragile by Sting. Is that okay? Way to start.
Thank you, Sting. Thank you, Q.
Then and now. I'm tempted to talk about our friends at, I'm tempted to talk about propaganda today, but it doesn't necessarily serve the future now, does it?
Sometimes it clears up for the future.
All right. So do I get to do it? Am I going to do it?
Of course.
Okay. So, there is an unbelievable, beautiful opportunity here to look at flattery. And so if you want to get your machines out for a second here, dear listeners, there is a webpage from the World Economic Forum. And what you're going to find there is they have decided to copycat Project Review with Q. Now, they've done some interesting things there. They've made it sandbox, capital A, capital Q, AQ. Okay, so that's so you got a couple opportunities there to mess with Project Review with Q. You can do it many different ways. These are very intelligent puppeteers of the World Economic Forum. Okay, so they're very good at this. Here's the primary opportunity the puppeteers have. None of the individuals in the World Economic Forum are really your enemy. It's the people puppeteering the faces you're seeing there. And what the goal there is to get us to start talking about them. Well, they're successful. The reason they want us to participate any way, shape, or form, it would slow down creativity. And this is what Project Review with Q is about, is as long as we're not creating things and we're reacting, things are going well for the bad guys. And I'll show you, this is really important that we learn how to manifest proactively and or synchronistically more and more at the risk of being repetitive. Anyway, you get a lot of bang for your buck when you start making fun of the other guy, because now you could get us, we get my team and go, hey, got trademark issues, let's sue you, let's make a phone call. Either way, they stay in the game, they stay in our reality, knowing full well we're more powerful than them. So we're going faster than them. And anybody that's working with PRQ is going faster than these people because they're reacting to what we're doing. Very interesting, isn't it? And so if you look at everything on the internet is actually fake. Yeah, now I know that that's tough. So if everything's a mistruth on the internet, television, your phone, if you start there, it gets a little easier. Even what you just heard me say is in the past. So as long as you're not, and this is the big secret, as long as you're not proactively creating, that's all they want. Now, guess what? The good guys can do something with this WEF uptake too. So now you can prove that the internet is fake in some dialogue, not always, but you can also take this reactionary industry, if you will, and prove that it is designed to mislead you. And you're going to see that more and more to get you going down a road you didn't necessarily choose to go down, but you emotionally attached to it. WEF, you suck. And then you go chasing down this story, and I'm going to sue you, and or I'm going to not like you. And so here, I'll give you another example. Does Nancy Pelosi exist if we don't believe she exists? That's a true storm statement. So you're going faster in your creative force. If you keep believing the alien in Nancy Pelosi exists, you're going to get a Nancy Pelosi because you're more powerful than them now. Does that make sense, Asha?
Very well said.
Yeah, and so we're starting to recognize that as long as we stay from our heart decision-making process, then we get the outcomes and or the end in mind is what I keep saying. So the end in mind. So we want the outcomes to be our deliverable. We don't care about how many steps. And that's why I'll go through a couple projects here today towards the end and prove that we're getting really good at this if we would just exercise a little bit more. Is that okay to do that maybe towards the end, Asha?
Sounds fantastic, Q.
Yeah, and so so if we look at our last show with Lucia Nicole Evans, and I've proven that I know my team's down here, and I've proven that we're coming out of our shell. So a lot of us have had a lot of misdirection through our youth, through our family lineage, whatever it is. And for me, pig piling on the implants took some time to recognize myself and obviously constructed. Well, when you look at Lucia Nicole Evans, she wasn't much different. Different misdirection maybe, but she still had to, what we're calling waking up or something, get through sequencing that's been created in this type of human. So the sequencing for this type of human was engineered so that by the time you got to the end of the ascension cycle, it's a perfect storm, so to speak, between the two, the light taking over more control and the genetics doing its best to take over. And if you haven't heard any other shows, I encourage you to recognize that this version of humans was engineered so that the sequencing and your biosphere, all your environment, could complement how powerful the light is. So they're during the, I should say, compete. And so that's what you're seeing out now whenever you turn these machines on, is just to stifle you from your creativity. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you for explaining it.
Yeah, and it's a very long subject. And just know that great care is taken when I talk about the subject. To have my memories back is my value to you. And to know what it's like to be in a different type of human on a different planet is the value I want to share with you and or your capabilities. So I'm always an advocate for positive timelines is my great encouragement, is what I use too many words to say. And the attention on us is designed, and we get to see that a lot. But it's super simple to move on, and that's procession with these projects. As long as there's a procession, as long as there's an end in mind, you focus on your outcome because you can't help yourself. We use Lucia Nicole Evans as an example. She can't help herself. She can't stop not doing what she does. She gets up. She takes care of herself so she can take care of you. It's quite brilliant. She can't wait to get another call and another opportunity and go as deep and rich as you possibly can. Wouldn't you say?
Sounds a lot like you.
Well, I wanted to make sure that I showed people how valuable she is. So if I presume to be good at this, and she helped me, she can help everybody. And she does it in a different way. As you can see, we all have a core personality that, for most part, the human has its in constructed personalities, we might say, and or managed personalities that are affected by our environment in many cases. But we all have a core passion in us, and that's my great desire to prove that there's some things in life you just cannot wait to do, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I would say.
Okay. And forgive me, I'm going a little fast today because we have a lot of things I'm excited to talk about. I want to just mention a quick reminder about our societies. Would that be okay, Asha?
Yes, please.
If you look at your legacy histories here, you'll notice that there used to be a lot of castles, and the castle systems they're put down a lot, but they were very, very positive, especially in smaller populations from now. And basically, all your cities now are castles that are humongous. So pick a city, but a castle used to have your food supplies, used to have your knowledge centers, used to have had some minor hierarchies, not as dramatic as you hear in books and stories, movies and so forth. But castles were very valuable because they also protected you from maybe inclement weather, foreign armies, etc. Castles were really a preferred way to live because you could live outside the castle walls and trade and barter and leave when you wanted to, entertainment, etc. The reason I'm bringing this up is because one of the biggest opportunities we have in Project Q is looking at where revenue producing activities are being distributed away from us and or energies. And the first place I love to really examine, and without judgment, examine, is our collegiate system in the United States of America. So we've basically taken all the revenue of our kingship, our castle, our territories, and we've given it to presumed educators to program us into an indoctrinate us into an education process that fits somebody's agenda. You know, I know who that is, but cut it there. But look at all the revenue and energy that goes into colleges that could be used in concurrence with feeding, making clothes, et cetera, We, these colleges are not serving humanity for the most part if the resources are staying and not distributed back. Is my point. It's not a reciprocating system. And then you're being indoctrinated into all sorts of nefarious education systems by good people, by the way, don't get me wrong. And then now you have the modern medical system, at least in North America. So I find it as a reminder to everybody that when you look at the legacy castle system, you have it right now, but it's been exploded way bigger than you would ever perceive, and then put into silos so that you can't really utilize the resource without being a survival expert and fending for yourself and then coming back and buying the services that you built. You built all these services in your world. Now let's share them. Does that make sense?
Yes, and hopefully someone can build a service that doesn't get hacked by the bad guys soon.
Thank you. So with that, I just want to remind everybody, there's no such thing as past lives because they're not in sequence, dear ones. Yes, you've had other lives, but there's no such thing as time. And I'm here to help you with that. And the sequence of events of your other lives on this planet has been and is now removed from controlling you from not leaving. And so your karmic mechanical system is flat now. And if we start working towards what we really prefer from our core, it all dissolves now. Do you think that made sense?
It does, but you may want to elaborate.
We're manifesting backwards. And so I want to get into some of the projects that we reviewed recently, the ones personally I've been doing, and then the other ones that have gone to Performa through PRQ. And we all have indoctrinated that I need something before I can get something so that I can do something that I really want to do. Is that pretty common in your experience with people through the weeks we've been working on this?
Very, very common.
Yeah. So if I get that thing, I'm going to get that thing, and then I'm going to get that thing, and then I'm going to save the world because that's what I really want to do. And so now when we use Lucia Nicole Evans, and that's why I've always said PRQ won't have to go on very long, because we're already starting to get some good models how to do things from our natural core and our spirit. So Lucia didn't need anything to do what she was really excited to do. And so when I say we're manifesting backwards, and the end in mind should be the outcome. So we'll do Ocean Trek is ready to go too. I didn't want to be the first one out of the box for obvious reasons, but the only reason I want to do Ocean Trek, the only reason I'm going to do Ocean Trek, the only reason it's going to come into our reality is because I can't wait for kids, families to get to remote places and or peaceful places on the water. So I don't know what that looks like per se, because the people who want to do that are going to tell me. Project Review with Q is another example. Years of talking to people, years of saying, what do we need in our society? What help do you need? How are you feeling? How do you need healing, et cetera, et cetera. Project Review Q for the people.space, guess what? Was made because look what Asha has done. She said, this is what people need. And if I had a secret, I should probably look what Project Review Q is. You all are telling me I need this. Let's make some things happen. And here we are. Pretty exciting, wouldn't you say?
Nothing more exciting than bringing your dreams to life.
Right. So we're proving it works if we don't put any barriers in, is all I'm getting at. And I know that's, I'm preaching to the choir with a lot of you. Anyway, I'm ready to go over. Should I get a breath? Should I take a breath?
This is great. Whenever you're ready, we're ready for you.
Woo! There's a lot of folks encouraging me to get her going here. So that's why I'm doing my best to get some material out today. So forgive me, Asha. And I'm excited, as you can tell. So I want to talk about some of the performance we've gone through. I'll slow her down a little bit here with the PRQ. I've done some performance on my own. And these were really tough for us and really exciting at the same time. I'll speak for the group audaciously as usual. The agriculture groups are really exciting to me because they solve tremendous amount of problems, and they complement the assumed collaboration centers around the world. As an example, a lot of the collaboration centers, they don't necessarily want to become perfect farmers. A lot of educators don't want to become farmers, but they want to have a component of it. And certainly, we need to get better at distributing a nutrition and have more control over it, and or really understand nutrition a little more thoroughly. And the four folks that PRQ has reviewed, are each one has the potential to solve tremendous amount of issues around the planet, singly or collectively. And they're all very strong. And what the opportunity we have here is to get the end in mind, and that is to focus on the outcomes. And so I'm going to go through a couple narrations here, summarizing the four we've taken a peek at. And we've asked them to put together pro formas that have nothing to do with itemization of finance. So it's a loaded request. Your pro forma is only about what you need. And with great respect and great appreciation, these people are very good people, and they're doing their best. And they all left out one key item, which will focus them on mind decision making as they move their incredible projects together. And I'll show you how this works. And as we get better at this, you're going to see that your project is going to be identical. And even the self-realization and the healers are going to get something out of this. And I'll start with our container gardening, shipping container gardening. And these are not the names of the projects. I'm just summarizing. So the shipping container gardener has a great goal to solve a lot of nutrition, and all of these folks are recognizing and doing their best to explain to the world that when you take care of your environment and you really take care of the plants you're growing, and you recognize that water has memory, and your environment and your plants are sustaining life with its environment, with the frequency of your planet, and you take great care of growing your plants and then consume them, that's completely different nutrition level than, say, it has perfect organic materials. Not to say that that's not important, but you're going to get really healthy now if you eat very powerfully energized food. That's the way you're designed initially, is if you consume high frequency, you get high frequency. If you consume low frequency, that's what you get. And that's the epigenetic control system that was undermined in this version of humans. So if you're around people that are mad all the time, you're not going to be as healthy as people that are skipping down the road loving each other. It's just that simple. We're that sensitive. It's a very emotional bodies we're in. It's a very emotional planet. So it's not the point I'm making about what was missing. What is missing from, we'll start with the shipping container person. Before she stands up and throws her iPad out the window, great care is taken, because this is a very good person. But what we got to see here, and we'll start with the shipping container gardening. And the concept is, and the idea is, and it's very well put together, is that we're tired of seeing shipping containers delivering food across oceans to, maybe we would focus first on places that have acclimate weather. So as an example, Alaska, British Columbia, you know, Greenland, things of that nature. So there's obviously many technologies to control our environment and not have to distribute food. So that's the idea about the shipping container model, except so it was delivered beautifully in what's needed, why, how, resources, people, and things of that nature. But what it doesn't have, this is not a criticism, this is not judgment. What it doesn't have is it doesn't start from the outcome. So as an example, have we, and this is just as in the pro forma, do we have a list of people in Prudhoe Bay, Nome, Anchorage, Alaska? Do we have a list of people that can't wait to grow food out of a shipping container? Now that would be up to, and so that would be something you couldn't stop yourself. So as an example, a musician can't stop himself from making music, as we talked about last show. So if it's truly your passion, then you would have already done that step. This is not to be disrespectful. It's just now, just tone. Now we have an opportunity to renew the passion and or compartmentalize it and or make the dial a little tighter on where do I like my idea, love my idea, can't wait to do my idea, in its relationship to the things that you do like to do. So maybe the shipping container person's real passion is, I just love turning wrenches to get these things out the door doing the business side, commercial side, doesn't really matter. And so now the Project RevQ can find you that person who loves to call all the people in Prudhoe Bay and get them food because they really enjoy this concept, etc. So that's what I'm getting at with, and using this one as an example. We use, maybe do Ocean Trek as an example too. This started because I was listening to tremendous amount of teachers that could get their kids out of the classroom in a decent environment where they could study in 10 Mile Beach with no people, by the way, and see nature. And so that's where Ocean Trek culminated from. I'll assume you have the same story about For the People.Space.
Of course.
Yes. And so now we don't really care about the things we need to get the shipping container to Prudhoe Bay. We care that these people really would love this service. So if we focus on the end in mind, the outcome, as you look at the service as your primary focus, if you look at Lachuna Cole Evans, you look how people can't wait to strive for the solution instead of focusing on all the nuts and bolts. That is what I'm saying is calling manifesting backwards. We think we need to take the next step, the next step, next step, and then we'll get the outcome. Doesn't work that way anymore because you're higher in frequency in your universe. Your planet is ahead of you because of your input with the planet. It's very amazing technology that you all have. So anyway, that's one of the four ags we went through, and I'm going to go to do the next one. This one's exciting to me, and that was the hemp gardening. And all of them have perpetual and repetitive. Forgive me for getting ahead of myself. They all have repetitiveness to them. So the turnover cycles are never ending. They're all perpetual in my eyes, and so I'll go into the hemp farming. A lot of good hemp farmers. And hemp farming, if that's not the name of the project, again, I'll let them name it. Hemp farming is real important because that would have been, we could probably favor, other than deer skins, that I would favor that as our standard textile on planet Earth because of the production capabilities and environmental capabilities. And it's just so easy to grow in many regions of our planet. And so producing it is relatively easy, having space. But the exciting part about it is when you grow hemp and or a byproduct of our planet, and you give it great care and you give it great love, I know you think you're wearing a pair of Levi's, but what if you wore garments that were not only seam together with great care, grown with great care, you'd have energetic clothes. And that is true. And you used to have energetic clothes. You used to be like genies in your clothes because your fabrics were so so well put together in relationship to the electromagnetic etheric field of your planet. You're on a being. You're living on a living being. And when you give hemp life, that's a living being. And what if you gave it great care, and then you the person who made your clothes gave it great care, and that it's insatiable. You know, it is where we need to consider going if that's what we would like. So same thing with the hemp farmer, very very well established, very savvy. How many people want hemp clothes? Not this is not a judgment. This person doesn't necessarily have a relationship or want a relationship with every human on the planet asking if they want hemp jeans. Now we just need to find someone who does have that passion. I love making clothes and I love getting as many people activated about what they want to wear, what they want to do. So that's the difference between being excited about the outcome versus doing the outcome. It's very, very tricky not to come across as judgmental, but we have to take great care of how the universe works for you now. I love fill in the blank, the idea Or do you love doing what you're going to do each and every day? Did that come across? Forgive me, you reviewed that project with me too, correct?
Yes, wonderful project.
Yeah, so it's incredible. These are incredible projects. Now we just need to fold into, and this is also a message out to everybody. So we need to fold into people the container groups and the shipping and the hemp. I have a couple suggestions at the end of my dialogue here, and fold in another person for the hemp individual so they can be inspired in what they're doing. And the individuals that are inspired to do that other component of their inspiration can carry us through. The other farming one I want to talk about, ag individual is brilliant in scale up and education. And this one, it really stands out to me because if we start with children learning how to grow perpetually in controlled environments, and then start scaling up through municipalities and otherwise, it's brilliant for me. And again, this is not a knock on this individual because this is a genius in every right. But we have an approach in a customer base and prove what they want, and proof what they want, if you will, in pilot plants and or scale up. It's not a knock. It's just a resource of passion we will need to align with. So as an example, there's tremendous amount of waste at colleges. You know, obviously, there's enough revenue at a college and enough agricultural educations where we should be sustaining, and many do today. You know, I look at like the Evergreen State Colleges of the world. I look at how they are producing food, but they're not doing it in volumes to sustain a community or willing to share, it would appear. And so that resource is starting to become more obvious that if we could value proposition a new metrics of barter, trade, whatever you want, from a large municipality or college, you already have the resources already there waiting for you. And by the way, you paid for them. So look at in your communities in America, you have city parks, you have city recs, and you have a lot of soccer fields, you have a tremendous amount of real estate, and you have a tax base. And so instead of growing soccer fields, maybe you would like to grow some food. I'm always knocking golf courses if I can too, because they use tremendous amounts of water in, of course, drought-ridden areas of our region. And they almost all, many large golf course communities all have their own wells. And so you get a natural feed of water, and you have tremendous amount of real estate in many cases. Why would the revenue produced from getting your greens fees, by the way, wouldn't we have organic golf courses? And why wouldn't our greens fees go towards, after your end of round of golf, getting a couple bags of lettuce and et cetera, or distribute it? I like us looking, getting smarter and harder, because these resources and facilities, they're already there. I can go on and on about our elementary schools, our middle schools, our high schools. I think we solve a lot of these issues if we would make it a prerequisite in kindergarten to start learning how to plant and so forth, and bring it home to your family. In any event, the Perpetual Gardener, that's named this gentleman's project, his scale up, because of his tenure in the industry and his success in the industry, and where he's located on the East Coast of America, is going to go very fast. And so this individual, again, needs some creative force that really loves to knock on doors. In his own words, hey, I love putting these things together, and I love teaching people how to maintain them, and I love teaching you how to do it. But going door to door and doing the value proposition is not his passion. It's not a problem. And it might be his passion in the future, but not today. And being an educator and a promoter, and that goes for all three of the people already in this group, they may favor that passion one day. They may favor education one day. But for right now, they just love their project as it as it needs to be folded together. And guess what? That synchronicity is probably just perfect. And then the last one is what I'm calling the sustained gardening, in that perfect environmental control. This person loves to teach environmental controls to probably a fault. I get to say that because he's an acquaintance of mine. But the reason this great care needs to be taken here is he's got it right in many, the technology he's using, and we need gearheads all day long. It's their passion. This is a gearhead. This is how it works. I cannot wait to make it better. These people are really, really valuable in our castle. They're really valuable in our communities. And going and getting, again, cultivating the end in mind isn't always that tricky, because the gearheads, isn't all that easy, because the gearheads, they have to really focus in on the nuts and bolts. It's their passion. Look at the guys that rip apart a 57 Chevy. Once they have that, they're up all night doing it. You know, they just can't stop themselves. I love it. It's an art for them. Anyway, same thing here. This individual is very intelligent as well, and very passionate. Definitely needs the term this individual used was crowdfunding. We need a lecture, a person who loves to lecture on all four of these subject matter experts, and then do something with it. So we need professional business development people that are focusing on the end in mind outcomes, and finding solution where we're going to implement these technologies from a passionate point of view, while undermining the systems that we already have. And I'm not scared to talk about it. Your systems and processes are designed for you to manifest backwards. We just need passionate people to receive these technologies now. So, superintendent of a school, I have no problem calling them and say, why can't we not have continuous farming systems in our high schools? Who's stopping us? And you're going to find out that it's us stopping us, is my suggestion. That those are my opinions I want to carry forward. So what we need, for me, this is just a model here, for we're seeing a lot of commonality, whereas the people who are dedicated to their outcomes are going faster. And so we'll use Lucia Nicola Evans as that model, and many others. You're seeing the people that love painting. You can't stop them from painting, and so forth. Does that make sense?
Excellent ideas, beautifully expressed.
A lot of words. And I do not want to get in anyone's way. I just want to help facilitate and prove that these people are advancing. And now it's just about matching folks up with their passion and complement each other. The next line item I had is Australia. Could you email in to project reviews? Oh, Kristen's going to kill me here. Australia, only Australia, please. Could you email me in a preferred time for invitations between, so I'll give you three options, 7, 8, 9 p.m. Brisbane time in the next couple weeks. And just please just make the email say 7 o'clock would be great for me, 8 o'clock would be great for me, whichever number it is. So I'm going to do the same thing. Saskia, I got your information. Thank you. And we'll put together, we have more than one book writer who needs publishing. Thank you very much. Of course. And so the European folks, could you propose the same three times? Let's do 7, 8, 9 Austria time. So anybody, so I'm considering, that means you too, Africa, forgive me. Right up that 3-hour time band from UK to say, Ukraine, right in there, that 3 to 4 hour time zone there. Just send in, please, no books. Just send in. 7 would be great for me. 8 would be great for me. 9 would be great for me. Austrian time. Let's see if I have anything else up here. I don't know. Maybe we can just make fun of the World Economic Forum some more. I don't know. What do you want to do?
Or you can sing us another song.
Sing us another song? Well, you are, I like that you're reserved today.
That's hilarious.
You're just going to let me bury myself on the radio. It's all right. It's all right. It's cool. What is interesting about music is, I'm always curious why the musicians can flow information through them without hindrance when they're in their zone. Do you notice that?
Oh, yes.
Now, how does it work though? Like it's not, so the identity for me is pretty interesting, wouldn't you say, in that, so everyone here is a walk into a vessel, a human. And so in many cases, you're waking up and you're not the same person, are you?
Never.
So where do we draw the line before the individual being the creative force or source coming through the individual? And that's what when I worked with Lucia last week. So where does that come from when she's in her dojo and doing her practice there? Where is the glue, so to speak, that you get more of your light in you just because you're doing that activity?
Because you become what you create before you create.
Right. And so it's interesting to me that we need teachers to explain this more and more. And I think that first round of pro forma folks are probably a good start. Yeah, but wouldn't it benefit us if we did it at childhood?
We do.
Right. And so we get rid of it, don't we, somehow, when we get maybe around our parents? I don't know. So we lose that indoctrination, don't we?
I saw a quote today that really epitomizes just what you're saying.
Yeah. And so I started going through, a lot of musicians' work, and what is interesting to me is that some of these really heavy metal bands are confused with the propaganda of, let's say, direction of these labels, these record companies, right? And so the marketing for a lot of these heavy metal bands was kind of, I don't know, constructed so it looked maybe heavier than it was originally intended, and so I'm always doing my best to get through a lot of that material and see where it was. And one of those is by Iron Maiden, and Iron Maiden is trying to tell you something that they're speaking about the number of the beast continuously. And they're showing you how society was working through in the 80s, working through things and maybe lost touch. Maybe that's a judgment there, but one of those songs is called Hallowed by Thy Name. And hopefully Don doesn't get another lawsuit, and it goes like this. I'm waiting in my cold cell when the bell begins to chime, reflecting on my past life, and it doesn't have much time, because at 5 o'clock, they take me to the gallows pole. The sands of time for me are running low, yeah. When the priest comes to read me the last rite, take a look through the bars at the last sight of a world that has gone very wrong for me. Can it be that there's some sort of error? Hard to stop the surmounting terror. Is it really the end? and not some crazy dream. Somebody please tell me that I'm dreaming. It's not easy to stop from screaming. The words escape me when I try to speak. Tears flow, but why am I crying? After all, I'm not afraid of dying. Don't believe that there's never an end. As the guards march me out to the courtyard, somebody cries from a cell, "Goodbye with you. If there's a God, why has he let me go?" As I walk, my life drifts before me. Though the end is near, I'm not sorry. Catch my soul, it's willing to fly away. Mark my words, believe my soul lives on. Don't worry now that I have gone. I have gone beyond to seek the truth when you know that your time is close at hand. Maybe then you'll begin to understand life down here is just a strange illusion.
Profound.
And there's so many other songs in these bands' lyrics that I would love to sing a Bruce Dickinson song, but an opera singer I am not anymore. And I am thrilled to endorse many of the lyrics that are in very heavy music, dear ones, but the Number of the Beast, that album, and Peace of Mind, they're trying to tell you, Power Slave, Fear of the Dark, you're getting a lot of history lessons right there. And so that's my great encouragement, too, is that the more we work with our natural abilities, the faster things, the more efficient, I should say, things are going to show up right on time. And I am thrilled to get to do this work. I am thrilled that you all have so much faith in me. And I will never stop putting my next foot forward in what really excites us. And I think that's my posturing today. The sermon. The sermon of Q.
Well done.
Anyway, I'll be reaching out to you folks that I mentioned. And otherwise, I think I'm going to call it a show today. Is that all right, Asha?
That's fantastic.
All right. I love you. And I will reach out to you again at our regular time, if that's okay.
Okay.
My love to you. Have a beautiful day. Thank you, Don. Juan, the Radio Mon, BBS Radio. Beautiful day.
Bye, everyone.